在我们这个礼拜的读经里面，有包括提摩太前书一章到三章。
In our Bible reading this week, it includes 1 Timothy chapter 1 to 3.
那今天早上要继续，昨天晚上我们来看提摩太前书。
This morning we will continue what we studied last night. Let us look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
从15节一直到16节，请。
Starting from verse 15 to verse 16. 15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
这里保罗写信给提摩太。
Here, Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
说如果我单言日久，你也知道怎样在神的家中要怎样行。
Saying that if I am delayed, I write to you so that you may know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
他从十五节跟十六节在讨论三件事情。
Verse 15 and verse 16 are discussing three things.
第一个是神。
First is God.
第二个是教会。
The second is the church.
第三个是耶稣。
And the third is Jesus.
那这个三个，这就是我们信仰生活的内容很主要的一部分。
And these three are the most primary things in our faith.
大部分人在这个世界上都相信有神。
Most people in this world believe that there is a God.
比方说，如果我们到印度去。
For example, if we go to India.
差不多每一个人都可以跟我们谈神。
Almost everybody can talk to us about God.
但是我们越谈越发现，他们的神是多神。
But as we discuss more and more, we'll realize that they worship many gods.
那在这么多人当中，大概只有5%相信主耶稣。
And in all of these people, only 5% believe in the Lord Jesus.
那如果我们到中国大陆
，And now if we go to mainland China,
很多人也相信有神。
Many people also believe there is a God.
但是大部分相信有神的人都是拜传统的民间宗教。
But many people who believe in God worship in a traditional religion.
现相信耶稣还是不是多数。
And still those who believe in Jesus are not many.
所以神、耶稣、教会这个到底关系在哪里？
So where is the relationship between God, Jesus, and the church?
所以在十五节里面说神的家就是永生神的教会。
Verse 15 says, "The house of God is the church of the living God."
所以教会是属于永生的神。
And so church belongs to the living God.
我看英文 living God, 教会是属于那活生生的那一位神的。
And in English, the living God, the God that lives.
也就是说，教会是神所充满的地方。
Meaning that the church is a place where God fills.
因此，如果人要体验神，需要来寻找教会。
Therefore, if people want to experience God, they have to search for the church.
寻找一个有神同在的教会。
To find a church where God abides in.
那我们就很容易体验到神。
Then we will very easily experience God.
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
神在做主，神在充满。
God is the master.God is filling.
所以教会非常的重要。
So the church is extremely important.
那相信神一定要来寻找教会。
And if you believe in God, then you absolutely have to search for the church.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
那在第十六节。
Now in verse 16.
讲敬虔的奥秘。
It talks about the mystery of godliness.
世界上有很多的奥秘。
In the world, there are many mysteries.
但是这里这个奥秘加上敬虔
，But this mystery adds on godliness.
所谓敬虔的奥秘就是跟神有关的奥秘。
And so the mystery of godliness is a mystery that has to do with God.
有很多的奥秘我们不了解，不会对我们有什么影响。
Many mysteries, if we don't understand them, they won't affect us.
但是这个敬虔的奥秘既然是跟神有关，所以是跟我们每一个人都有关系的。
But since this mystery of godliness has to do with God, then it also has to do with every one of us.
那这个敬虔的奥秘就借着圣灵的启示 在末世让我们来了解。
And the mystery of godliness through the revelation of the Bible allows us to understand it in the end times.
那如果我们了解敬虔的奥秘，我们就知道我们的信仰应该是怎样的信仰才是对的。
And if we understand the mystery of godliness, then we will know what kind of faith is the right faith.
我们在敬拜神上就可以抓准一个正确的方向。
In our worship of God, we can grasp onto the correct direction.
倒过来讲，如果对这个敬虔的奥秘不了解。
On the other hand, if we don't understand the mystery of godliness,
虽然我们知道有一个神，
even though we know that there is a God,
但是还是找不到神。
But we still can't find him.
虽然我们在拜神。
Even though we worship God,
但很可能没有拜到真神。
But it's very possible we are not worshiping the true God.
虽然我们在找救主。
Even though we're searching for the Savior,
但是很可能我们找到是教主。
But it's very possible that we've only found a teacher.
因为这个敬虔的奥秘我们不知道。
Because we don't understand the mystery of godliness.
那这个敬虔的奥秘到底在讲什么？
So what is the mystery of godliness talking about?
简单一句话就是在讲主耶稣。
Simply put, it is talking about the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣以世界上人来讲，他是一个最简单的人。
The Lord Jesus, from the perspective of the world, was the most simple person.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say that?
因为他什么都没有，没有比这个更简单的。
Because he absolutely had nothing. There's nothing simpler than this.
他爸爸是木匠。
His father was a carpenter.
这样的家庭有什么复杂？
What kind of complication is there in this kind of family?
他没有受过什么教育。
He didn't receive any education.
这样的人头脑想法还有什么复杂？
And for this kind of person, how complicated can their thinking be?
常常是教育越多，书读越多，头脑越复杂。
Usually it's the more education, the more you study, the more complicated your mind becomes.
他连放枕头的地方都没有，他还有什么复杂？
He didn't even have a place to rest his head. How more complicated can it be?
他什么都没有。
He had nothing.
他没有写过一本书。
He never even wrote a book.
所以耶稣是世界上很简单的一个人。
So Jesus was a very simple person in the world.
所以很多人就把他很简单的看说他算不了什么。
And so many people simply looked at him and said he doesn't count for much.
所以他被当时的社会主流所丢弃的一块石头。
He was a rock that was rejected by the society at that time.
因为他算不了什么。
Because he was not, he did not amount to anything.
但是当时社会主流所丢下的那一块石头变成基督教的一个奠基石。
But that rock, that stone that was rejected by society at the time became a cornerstone for Christianity.
变成基督教的一个基础。
It became a foundation for Christianity.
没有耶稣就没有基督教。
Without Jesus, there is no Christianity.
如果耶稣有瑕疵。
If Jesus has faults,
基督教就有瑕疵。
Then there are faults in Christianity.
如果主耶稣是完全的，
If Jesus is perfect,
基督教就是完全。
Then Christianity is perfect.
所以世界上最奥秘的一个人，
So the most mysterious person in the whole world,
就是主耶稣，
is the Lord Jesus.
为什么这样讲？
Why do we say that?
因为这里讲敬虔的奥秘。
Because here it says, the mystery of godliness.
这是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
我们认识了耶稣就知道他不是这么简单的一个人。
When we come to know Jesus, we'll know that he is not such a simple person.
好，我们先来看16节，第三章16节。
Let us first look at chapter 3, verse 16.
这里说，敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然。
Here it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
就是如果我们认识他，大家都异口同声说，我同意。
Which means that if we all understand him, then we will all agree without controversy.
这个奥秘啊，不会引起什么争论的。
And so this mystery will not bring about conflict.
那这个奥秘是什么？
And what is this mystery?
第一个就是神在肉身显现。
The first is God was manifested in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
God was manifested in the flesh.
约翰福音说，太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神。
In the Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
道跟神都看不见的。
God and the Word can both not be seen.
对，很难了解，也很难相信，也很难敬拜。
So it's very difficult to understand it, to believe it, and to worship it.
但是2000年前，道成肉身。
But 2000 years ago, it manifested in the flesh.
那个肉身就是人。
And this flesh is a human.
住在我们当中。
Living among us.
所以有一个人，他是神成为人，住在人的当中。
So there is a person who is God as a man, living among men.
那我们每一个人都是偶然出生的。
All of us have come about through chance and coincidence.
但是主耶稣的出生是创世以前神就已经预备了。
But the birth of the Lord Jesus was already prepared even before creation.
所以在公元前800年前、以赛亚书就写。
And so in 800 BC, Prophet Isaiah already wrote,
说有童女怀孕生子。
There will be a virgin who will conceive.
她要取名叫做以马内利。
And she will name her child Emmanuel.
就是有一个没有结婚的妇人要生一个儿子，她的儿子生下来是人跟神、同在的开始。
Which means that a woman who is not married will have a child, and this child will be the beginning of God dwelling among men.
那到了以赛亚书第九章。
And when we come to Isaiah chapter 9,
他说有一个孩子为我们而生。
It says there is a child who was born for us.
他有四个头衔。
And he will have four titles.
第一个。
The first,
他是奇妙的策士。
He is a wonderful counselor.
他是个最伟大的参谋。
He is the best counselor.
没有一个问题他没有答案。
There's no problem he cannot solve.
第二个。
The second,
他是全能的神。
He is the almighty God.
没有一件事情他做不到。
There's not one thing he cannot do.
第三个。
The third,
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting father.
他是永远存在的一个天上的父亲。
He is a heavenly father who is always existing.
第四个。
The fourth,
他是和平的君。
He is the prince of peace.
只有他能够成就人跟神的和睦。
Only he can accomplish the harmony between man and God.
也只有他能够成就人跟人的和睦。
And only he can bring about the harmony between men.
那我们找遍人类的历史里面。
And so when we look through the history of man,
唯一一个人同时能够承担这四个头衔。
There's only one person who can bear these four titles.
就是主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，你看见我就是看见神。
And so that's why the Lord Jesus says, when you see me, you have seen God.
你认识我就是认识神。
To know me is to know God.
神在我里面，我在神里面。
God is in me and I in him.
我跟神是合一的。
I am one with God.
这一种的宣称。
This kind of declaration.
在圣经的四福音里面写得很清楚。
In the four gospel books of the Bible are very clear.
没有一个人能够挑战耶稣的这种自宣称。
And nobody can challenge these kind of self-declarations of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣这样讲到现在，这本圣经还是存在。
What Jesus has said from that time still exists in the Bible.
为什么？
Why is that so?
这个是事实。
This is the truth.
神在肉身显现。
God manifested in the flesh.
所以神的奥秘就是耶稣。
And so the mystery of God is Jesus.
如果有一个人说我拜神。
If there's a person who says I worship God,
但是他不信耶稣,
but they don't believe in Jesus,
他还没有拜到真神,
they haven't worshipped the true God.
因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because the mystery of God is Jesus.
不管一个人写多大本的书在论到神,
no matter how big a book someone writes talking about God,
如果他不认识耶稣,
if they don't come to know Jesus,
他还是不认识神,
they still don't know God.
因为神是灵,
because God is a spirit,
神看不见,
God cannot be seen.
所以你没有办法去研究看不见的神。
So you can't study a God that cannot be seen.
所以孔子是比较老实啊。
And so Confucius was more truthful.
鬼跟神我没有办法讲。
I cannot talk about the things of God.
这是良心的一句话。
And this is a word from the conscience.
没有看见，看不见，摸不到那个灵界，人怎么去论呢？
The spiritual realm which you cannot see or touch, how can man discuss it?
但是耶稣成为人来地上。
But God became a man and he came to the world.
在新约圣经里面。
In the New Testament Bible.
很多主耶稣讲的话用红纸把它印出来，特别是英文。
Many words, especially in the English, are in red, which are words spoken by Jesus.
有人算过六百多句。
And some people have said there are 600 some sentences.
主耶稣讲六百多句。
The Lord Jesus spoke 600 some
sentences. 他说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
He said, my word is spirit and it is life.
没有一个人敢这样讲。
Not one person could say something like that.
耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words of the Lord Jesus are spirit and they are life.
就是真理。
It is the truth.
所以怎么认识主耶稣?
So how do we come to know Jesus?
研究他讲的话。
Studying the words he spoke.
那耶稣是道成肉身。
And the Lord Jesus was manifested in the flesh.
是神成为人。
He was God becoming man.
所以他把神的本性完全的显露出来。
And so he had manifested all of the nature of God.
如果要认识神。
If one is to know God.
要研究主耶稣的一生。
One must study the whole life of Jesus.
这样我们就可以认识他。
Then we can come to know him.
研究主耶稣做过的事情。
Studying the things that the Lord Jesus had done.
研究主耶稣对人的启示。
Studying the revelations of the Lord Jesus that he's revealed to man.
所以世界上一个跟我们一样的人就是主耶稣。
So a person in the world that is like us is the Lord Jesus.
但是世界上有一个人跟所有的人都不一样。
But in the world, there is a person who is completely different from everybody else in the world.
他也是主耶稣,
that is also Jesus.
因为他是神成为人,
because he is God as man.
啊, 认识他就认识神,
knowing him is knowing God.
啊, 敬拜他就敬拜神,
worshipping him is worshipping God.
所以这个叫做敬虔的奥秘,
and so this is what it means by mystery of godliness.
神在肉身显现,
God was manifested in the flesh.
在2000年显现在人间,
2000 years ago, he manifested himself in the flesh.
好，那我们现在再看 16节的中间。
Now let us look at the middle of verse 16.
说他被圣灵称义。
It says he was justified in the spirit.
有时候我们常常会想，
Many times we'll think，
耶稣怎么死的？
How did the Lord Jesus die？
耶稣被钉十字架而死。
Jesus was nailed on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架的两旁还有两个强盗。
On both sides of the Lord Jesus were two robbers.
那我们就会想，
And so we will think，
要怎么来证明耶稣没有罪？
How do we provide evidence and testify that the Lord Jesus was without sin?
如果耶稣有罪，
If the Lord Jesus was guilty，
第一个，他不配当我们的救主。
First, he is not worthy to become our Savior，
因为他有罪。
Because he has sin，
如果他有罪，
If he had sin，
他就不配为我们的罪牺牲。
He is not worthy to be sacrificed for our sins.
那要怎么证明耶稣没有罪？
How do we prove that the Lord Jesus does not have sin?
如果耶稣没有罪，
If Jesus did not have sin,
他才配做我们的救主。
Then he is worthy to be our Savior.
那怎么到底知道耶稣没有罪？
Then how in the world do we know that Jesus did not have sin?
他说他被圣灵称义。
It says that he was justified in the Spirit.
那这个到底什么意思？
What in the world does this mean?
好，我们现在来看 罗马书。
Now let us look at Romans.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Book of Romans chapter 8.
第10节跟11节，请读。
8 verse 10 to 11. 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
11.
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
这个地方讲, 叫主耶稣从死里复活的灵。
Here it says, the spirit that called the Lord Jesus to resurrect.
所以主耶稣死了，到最后又从死里面再活过来。
The Lord Jesus had died, but he was raised again from the from death.
这个证明什么？
What does this prove?
因为照着圣经讲， 死是罪的结果。
According to the Bible, death is the wages of sin.
罪是死的原因。
And death is the reason.
所以到底我有没有罪？
Sin is the reason someone dies.
你怎么去辨没有罪都没有用。
So no matter how much you try to prove that you don't have sin, it's useless.
如果有一个人不会死，他就没有罪。
But if a person does not die, then that person doesn't have sin.
如果有一个人不会死，他就不需要信耶稣。
And if a person is not It will not die, they don't need to believe in Jesus.
因为耶稣是要来救罪人。
Because Jesus has come to save sinners.
不管我们称自己多好的义人。
No matter how much we say that we are a righteous person,
这是我们自己讲的。
This is only something we say ourselves.
会死就是证明我们有罪。
The fact that we will die testifies to that we will that we have sin.
会死的人就需要主耶稣。
And people who will die need the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣能够救我们脱离罪。
Because the Lord Jesus can save us from sin.
所以主耶稣从死里面复活。
And so the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
圣灵的大能能大力让他从死里复活。
The great power of the Holy Spirit raised him from the dead.
这个证明他没有罪。
This proves that he did not have sin.
所以耶稣跟其他的教主有什么不同？
So Jesus, how is he different from other religions?
世界上有很多的宗教。
In the world, there are many religions.
都有他的创办人。
And they have their creators.
现在都到哪里？
Where are all of them?
全部都死了。
They've all died.
他的坟墓还在人间。
And their graves are among men.
所以他是教主， 不是救主。
And so they are religious leaders, not saviors.
他不能够救自己脱离死， 他怎么能够救我们？
If they cannot save people from death, how can they save us?
他不能救自己， 他怎么能够救我们？
If he cannot save himself, how can he save us?
今天主耶稣能够救我们。
Today the Lord Jesus can save us.
因为他没有罪。
Because he does not have sin.
为什么我们知道？
How do we know this?
因为他从死里复活。
Because he was raised from the dead.
所以第八节的, 第八章十一节的下半句。
And so the second half of chapter 8, verse 11.
那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的，也借着住在我们里面的灵，使我们必死的身体又活过来。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
这个就是我们信耶稣的盼望。
This is the hope of believing in Jesus.
人生最后的追求是什么？
What is the last thing that man must pursue in the life?
就是从死里复活。
That is to be raised from the dead.
得到永生。
To receive eternal life.
这个是人生最后的一个盼望。
And this is the last hope of life.
所以信跟不信到底差在哪里？
So what is the difference between believing and not believing?
再过一百年。
In 100 years,
谁能够在这个世界？
Who can be in this world?
可能没有一个人。
Perhaps nobody.
再过一百年。
Another 100 years.
我们在哪里？
Where are we?
如果我们信主耶稣，
If we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们的灵魂与神同在。
Our soul will abide with God.
这个就是信跟不信的差别。
This is the difference between believing and not believing.
所以主耶稣被圣灵称义。
And so the Lord Jesus was justified by the Spirit.
就是他一生没有犯过罪。
Meaning that in his life he did not sin.
这么带有肉体的人不会犯罪呢？
How can somebody who has the flesh not sin?
因为他被圣灵充满。
Because he has been filled by the Spirit.
所以主耶稣圣经跟我们讲，他也跟我们一样遇到试探。
And so the Lord Jesus, I said in the Bible, also faced temptations.
等他禁食40天被圣灵充满。
After 40 days of in the desert, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他就有能力能够胜过试探。
He had the ability to overcome temptation.
所以是圣灵的帮助。
So it is the help of the Holy Spirit.
让他一生没有犯罪。
That helped him to not sin in his whole life.
所以他能够从死里复活。
And so he was able to resurrect from the dead.
这是基督教信耶稣的人一个盼望。
This is the hope for those who believe in Jesus.
好，我们现在再来看提摩太前书。
Now let us look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.3:16.
下面说他被天使看见。
In the bottom it says seen by angels.
什么叫做他被天使看见？
What does it mean that he was seen by angels?
我们看马太福音28章。
Let us look at Matthew 28.
马太福音的28章。
Gospel of Matthew
28. 15节。
Chapter 28 verse 15.
第五节，对不起，第四节跟第五节。
28 verse 4 to 5.
三到五，讲读。
4. And the guards shook for fear of him, and became like dead men. 5. But the angel answered and said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified.
这里讲摩大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓。
Here it says, Mary Magdalene came to the grave.
她对主耶稣的爱是真情的。
And his and her love toward Jesus was true.
你看主耶稣被埋到坟墓里面。
You see that Jesus was buried in the tomb.
只有抹大拉的玛利亚天天来坟墓看。
Only Mary Magdalene came every day to look.
因为她爱主耶稣。
Because the Jesus that she loved was crucified.
那她到第三天她来。
But on the third day when she came.
下面说忽然地大震动。
It says that there was a great earthquake.
然后他就看主的使者从天上下来。
And she saw an angel of the Lord descending from heaven.
就把石头挪开。
And it came and rolled back the stone.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他面貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow.
然后第五节。
And verse 5.
天使对妇人说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。第六节
，six，
他不在这里，照他所说的话，他已经复活了。这里天使在见证，耶稣已经复活了。
Here the angel is testifying that Jesus has resurrected.
所以被天使看见就是看见耶稣从死里复活。
So to be seen by an angel is to have seen the resurrection of Jesus.
这是我们信耶稣一个最大的盼望。
This is the greatest hope of believing in the Lord Jesus.
所以在哥林多前书十五章在提到死人复活。
So in 1 Corinthians 15, when it talks about resurrection of man.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
十九节。
Verse 19.
请读。
15, verse 19.If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
这里圣经讲 如果我们信靠耶稣，只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。
Here it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
所以这个信耶稣带给我们盼望，最重要不是地上。
And so the hope that believing in Jesus, the hope we get from believing in Jesus is not only in this earth.
不错，我们听到很多人见证信耶稣以后在地上所得到的恩典。
You hear many testimonies of people believing in Jesus and then receiving many blessings.
但是这个不是信耶稣最重要的目的。
But this is not the most important goal of believing in Jesus.
如果我们信耶稣最重要的目的是放在地上。
If our most important goal of believing in Jesus is in the earth.
那就比众人还可怜。
Then it is even more pitiable than all men.
那到底他这一节是要强调什么？
So what in the world is this verse emphasizing?
我们看十七节。
Let us look at verse 17. 17, and if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
这讲基督没有复活，我们的信便是枉然。
It says that if Christ did not resurrect, our faith is useless.
所以信耶稣最后一个盼望，最重要一个盼望就是死里复活。
So believing in Jesus, the final hope, the most important hope, is to be resurrected.
这不是故事啊。
This is not a story.
这是真实会发生的。
And this is something that will truly happen.
这个就是人生真正的盼望。
And this is the true hope of man.
所以对一个有信仰人来讲，
So for a person who has faith,
这个短暂的几十年是为着要预备永永远远那个永生。
These few decades are to prepare for that eternal life.
这个就是基督徒的生活观。
And this is the concept of being a Christian.
所以对一个真正有信仰的人来讲，真正的目的不是在地上造天国。
So a person who has a faith, it is not, their most important goal is not to create a heaven on earth.
真正有信仰的人来讲，是在地上做客旅，要盼望天国的荣耀。
For someone who truly has the faith, they are only a pilgrim in this world, hoping for the heavenly home.
所以主耶稣从死里复活。
And so the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
被天使看见。
He was seen by angels.
带给我们人生一个极大的盼望。
He gives to us a great hope.
所以有时候我们在看我们的人生。
Sometimes we look at our lives.
每一天都不一样。
Every day it is different.
所以人生好像七彩的一直在变化。
And so it seems that our lives are always changing.
因此我们在年轻的时候有很多的理想。
Like the different colors, it's always changing. When we were young, we had many dreams.
在很多的计划。
We had many plans.
但是当一个人面对生命最后一个关头。
But when a person faces the last part of his life,
我们常常发现他讲的都是过去的。
We'll realize that the things they talk about are always of the past.
为什么？他没有前面可以讲。
Why so? Because they have nothing to talk about in the future.
因为这个死亡好像一年一直靠近来。
And this death is coming closer and closer.
你不要他，他也一直靠近来。
You don't want death to come closer, but he keeps coming closer.
所以前面还有什么？就是一片黑暗。
So what is coming in the future? It is only a piece of
darkness. 当那片黑暗一来，
and when that blackness comes,
过去的全部都过去。
All of the things that have passed are over.
所以人在地上没有什么可以夸耀的。
So in the world, there's nothing that man can boast about.
因为死亡要征服一切。
Because death will conquer all.
死亡要把人的一切全部都拿掉。
Death will take away everything that someone has.
所以人生叫做虚空。
And that's why life is futile.
就是站在最后一点来讲，人生是虚空的。
And in the final point, we can say that life is empty.
但是当一个人相信了主耶稣，
But once a person believes in the Lord Jesus,
我们在一片的黑暗里面看到一点光。
Then in that sheet of darkness, we can see a light.
那一点光就是我们的盼望。
That light is our hope.
那一点光就是耶稣复活带给我们的盼望。
That light is Jesus resurrected, bringing us hope.
我们要突破死亡，进到永生。
We have to break through death and enter into eternal life.
我们要从今生进到来世。
We have to go from this life into the life to come.
要从这个物质世界进到灵界。
From this material world into the spiritual world.
要与神同在。
To abide with God.
所以主耶稣从死里复活被天使看见，对我们来讲太重要了。
So for Jesus to be raised from the dead and to be seen by angels, this is too important for us.
这是我们盼望的来源。
This is the origin of our hope.
叫做活泼的盼望。
It is called the living hope.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第三节、第四节。
1 verse 3 to 4. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, for to an inheritance incorruptibly and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这里讲我们有一个活泼的盼望。
Here says we have a living hope.
带有生命的盼望。
A hope that carries life.
不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，存留在天上的基业。
Uncorruptible, undefiled, one that does not fade away, something that is reserved in heaven.
那是好得无比的。
This inheritance is without comparison.
那就是主耶稣复活所带给我们的盼望。
And that is the hope that Jesus brings us when he resurrects.
被天使看见。
He was seen by angels.
好，我们现在就回来看提摩太前书。
Let us go back to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
下面说被传于外邦。
The bottom says preached among the Gentiles.
这个在两千年前这是奥秘。
2000 years ago, this was a mystery.
为什么？
Why so?
因为两千年前当保罗在传福音的时候他手里拿什么？
Because 2,000 years ago, when Paul was preaching the gospel, what did he carry in his hands?
他拿的是旧约圣经啊。
He carried an Old Testament Bible.
那在旧约圣经里面，只有犹太人是选民。
In the Old Testament Bible, only the Jews were the saved people.
其他全部叫做外邦。
All the other people were called Gentiles.
什么是以色列？
What is Israel?
以色列就是神的王子。
Israel is the
Prince of God.
The Prince of God.
是非常尊贵的。
Very precious.
那谁是以色列人？
And who are Israelites?
就是雅各的后代。
Now those are the descendants of Jacob.
那其他全部叫做外邦人。
Everybody else is called a Gentile.
但是在旧约圣经里面
However, in the Old Testament Bible,
已经隐藏了救恩要传遍世界。
It has already prefigured that the salvation will come to the whole world.
所以保罗在传福音。
So when Paul was preaching,
他遇到阻挡，他就往外邦去传福音。
When he encountered an obstacle, he went outside to preach.
这个不是他发明出来的。
This is not something that he created himself.
这个是以赛书里面预言的实现。
This is the realization of something prophesied in Isaiah.
所以福音传到外邦。
So the gospel was preached to the Gentiles.
这个是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
后来就实现了。
And then it came to be.
现在我们每一个人虽然不是犹太人也能够得到这个救恩。
And all of us, even though we are not Jews, we can receive the salvation.
这是神奥秘的实现。
This is the mystery of God being manifested.
好，我们现在再回来看第三章提摩太前书。
Let us now come back to 1 Timothy 3.
最后的两句话，被世人信服。
The last two parts, believed on in the world.
这个是奥秘啊。
This is the mystery.
主耶稣被世人信服。
The Lord Jesus was believed on in the world.
我想想看。
Let's think about it.
一个人死了，就是影响力消失的开始。
After a person dies, then is the beginning of their influence.
有时候不要死啊，你这总统从个位置下来，他讲话就没有力量了。
Sometimes a president, even though when he's not dead, even when he speaks, they might not have power.
为什么？因为他已经没有那个位置了。
After he was president, after he is no longer president, because he is no longer has that authority.
但是主耶稣死了是影响力的开始。
But when Jesus died, that's the beginning of his influence.
他的死要改变世界。
His death is to change the world.
他在十字架的爱要征服世界。
From the love of the cross, he is to take over the world.
所以他在升天以前告诉门徒。
And so before he went and ascended to heaven, he told all of the people.
你们要往普天下去传福音。
He told his disciples that you have to go preach throughout the world.
福音的中心是什么？主耶稣。
What is the central message of the gospel? The Lord Jesus.
往普天下去传福音，就是把主耶稣介绍给天下每一个人。
To preach to the ends of the earth is to introduce Jesus Christ to everybody.
一个人什么都没有。
A person has absolutely nothing.
竟然能够征服全世界。
But they can gain the whole world.
这个不是奥秘吗？
Isn't this the mystery?
那这个奥秘在讲什么？
And what is this mystery talking about?
耶稣就是神。
That Jesus is God.
所以他才能够被世人信服。
Therefore, he can be believed on in the world.
所以他的死才能够产生这么大的影响力。
That's why his death can bring about such a strong influence.
所以今天信耶稣，这是圣经预言的实现。
So today to believe in Jesus, it is a reality that was prophesied in the Bible.
因为很多人信了耶稣以后，真的对神的恩典有很大的体验。
Because many people who have believed in Jesus have great experiences and blessings.
他是又真又活的神。
He is a true and living God.
主耶稣在世界上行过很多的神迹。
Jesus in the world performed many miracles.
今天这个神迹在教会里面也行出来。
Today, these miracles are also realized in the church.
所以他不只是一套理论。
So he is not just a theory.
他是一个活生生的神。
He is a living God.
所以当人对他很诚恳来敬拜。
So when man is very sincere in worshiping him,
神的能力会彰显在我们生活当中,
then the power of God will be manifested among us.
很多神迹其实会显明,
many miracles and signs will come about.
所以很多人对神有体验, 他就信了。
And so many people have experiences with God and then they come to believe.
好, 我们再回来看第三章的最后一句话。
Now let us go back to chapter 3, the last part,
好,
verse 16.
被世人信服,被接在荣耀里面。
Believed on in the world, received up in glory.
主耶稣最后去哪里?
In the end, where did the Lord Jesus go?
他被接回到天国。
He was taken up into heaven.
现在在天国。
Now he is in the heavenly kingdom.
那在天国做什么?
What is he doing in
他说,
the kingdom of heaven?
我去要为你们预备地方。
He says, I go to prepare a place for you.
我如果预备好了, 我要再来。
And after I've done preparing, then I will come again.
所以主耶稣会第二次临到世界。
So the Lord Jesus will come again for a second time in the world.
第一次临到世界带着他的恩典。
The first time he came to the world, he brought his grace.
带给世人救恩。
He brought salvation to all the world.
但是第二次来到世界,
But the second time when he comes to the world,
他就要来世界上审判。
He will come to judge the world.
所以我们一个人来相信主耶稣。
So for a person to come to believe in the Lord Jesus,
不但今生会有很大的改变。
Not only will they have a great change in their life now, because he is a true and living God, we will have a hope in the life to come.
所以信耶稣是我们人生一个很大的改变。
So believing in Jesus is a great change in our lives.
耶稣的存在是极大的奥秘。
The existence of Jesus is a great mystery.
认识这个奥秘对我们有很大的影响。
To come to know this mystery will give us great influence.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
40首,
Hymn 40.
我们最后来要唱40首的副歌。
In the end, we will sing the refrain of Hymn 40.